American author Chuck Palahniuk is notorious for his stories of violent sexual misadventures. There's Fight Club and Choke. Both of these best-selling novels have been made into movies. And his latest novel, Pygmy, has its share of homosexual rape and high school massacres. But at its heart is a 13-year-old boy who's trying to negotiate a foreign world. The boy has grown up in an unspecified totalitarian state, and since his earliest years has been brainwashed and trained to take part in a mission of self-destruction in the US. This is where Chuck Palahniuk takes up the story, reading from his novel Pygmy.
Passport man say, so you're an exchange student. Man say, how old are you, my boy? On fingers of operative me, am to count 1, 2, until 13. So you're 13, say passport man. Behind glass say, awful small for your age, aren't you? Iron fist of operative me could be flash, fire, explode, pow, wham, burst, bullet, glass, striking cobra, quick kill maneuver. So collapse passport man windpipe, render instant quick dead. Passport man strike paper of book with ink, marked good to enter nation. Slide passport book return to this agent. Man say, welcome to the greatest country on earth.
Chuck Palahniuk reading from his latest novel, Pygmy. Well, you might have noticed that Pygmy's English isn't entirely orthodox. The BBC's Harriet Gilbert asked Chuck Palahniuk about the character's mutilated English.
I was asked to do a tour in Germany, I think it was 2 years ago, and I was so proud of my college German, and I hired a tutor to bring my German back up to speed, and I insisted I wouldn't need a translator, and I went on German National Public Radio and meant to say, ich habe seit 2 Jahren Deutsch studiert, aber ich habe so viele Deutsch. And I got to the verb, which should be vergessen. I have forgotten so much German. And I thought it was irregular. And so if it was irregular, I thought it would be conjugated as vergast. And I accidentally said, I have studied German for 2 years, but I'm very sorry that I have gassed to death so many Germans. Because vergast is the past tense for to gas to death. And the publisher, the translator, everyone involved was just mortified and furious. And at that point, I sort of set my cap to try to write in English as poorly as I spoke in German.
Well, it is very poor, though in fact one can actually understand Pygmy, but it's English like one's never seen before. How did you arrive at this particular language for him?
One dirty secret is that part of it is based on my first-generation Ukrainian immigrant relatives. So some of it is the way that my aunts and uncles speak, and some of it is based on my mistakes in German sentence structure. Some of it is just the kind of redundancies that children make. Baby chick, arm limb, color blue, male boy. And so I kept a running list of the mistakes I made so that I would make them consistently and so that there would be a logic that the reader would recognize on some level.
That's interesting that you had all these rules for the language listed down, because in your writing there's a kind of tension between rules. One goes back to Fight Club, obviously the rules of Fight Club, but what is perceived as being a kind of mayhem also in your fiction. I mean, are you aware of rules keeping the mayhem in check as you write?
My own dirty secret is that I have no idea how to be with people. I'm in some way socially retarded or stunted. And so,
are you being serious there?
I'm being entirely serious. So I think, like a lot of people, I spend a huge amount of time observing other people and trying to draw rules from their behavior about how I'm supposed to interact with other people. And then I'm internalizing these rules as constantly hard and fast. So my own existence is this struggle between very intentionally learned social interaction rules and the kind of stupid, out-of-control person I would be otherwise.
Before the novel even really begins, you hit us with a quote from, of all people, Adolf Hitler. Now, it is an entirely appropriate quote because it's this, it's, he alone who owns the youth gains the future. But nonetheless, it must be some decade since anybody thought to start a novel with a quote from Adolf Hitler. What was your thinking there? Were you trying to get the reader to sit up alert?
Very definitely. You know, I think that there's a constant use in my fiction. Boy, that's a passive way of saying it. I love to have short sort of truisms in my fiction because they function as a kind of macro where you could say an enormous amount in a single sentence, sort of in a slogan, and that these have a lasting effect in people's lives. So throughout Pygmy, I presented all of these quotes from totalitarian, tyrannical dictators.
Idi Amin, I think, is another one, isn't he?
And Chairman Mao and Joseph Stalin, just endless, wonderful quotes that are each in their own way very, very true.
And mixed up with some quite unlikely people, such as Che Guevara and Oscar Wilde, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Just to sort of flesh them out. You know.
But nonetheless, the one you open with, the one we see after the title page, is Adolf Hitler. And, you know, he is, I think, beyond all the evil men of history, the one, I mean, I put that in quotes, evil men of history, he is the one. Is it that you need to shock us, or is it that you're trying to shock yourself, which you have said somewhere?
You know, actually, I just thought it was an enormously germane quote to this particular story, that people who act upon children really act upon the future. I had never seen it stated quite as nicely as that Hitler quote. And I knew that the Hitler quote would also carry an enormous amount of emotional baggage, that if you put that at the beginning, it would create a sense of foreboding and a sense of danger, all of those things.
You may not like it, but you are, of course, always described as a shock writer. I mean, that's the word shock is the one that's applied to you constantly. And we get a fair amount of it in this novel. I mean, we get some pretty violent scenes, but also just, you know, some gross disgustingness as well. And there have been critics who've said, well, you've got to, you know, Chuck Palahniuk's got to keep raising the bar because that's what his readers expect. Is that true?
I don't think so. Not in my opinion. I reject the idea that a narrative in which things move and in which there is a sense of physical sensation doesn't have to be a low culture narrative like pornography or like horror. A narrative can have physical sensation in it, very strong, sympathetic physical sensation like violence or illness or sex or drug abuse, and can still carry a high culture message like romance.
That's American author Chuck Palahniuk speaking to Harriet Gilbert from the BBC's The Strand program. His latest book is Pygmy. It's published by Jonathan Cape.